Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. At a recent meeting, I learned that the compensation to physicians that do IMRT for localized prostate cancer and own a piece of the equipment could result in somewhere between $30,000 and $35,000 net profit. For those doctors who do a radical prostatectomy, they may net anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000, depending on who's paying for it. Active surveillance? Well, that doesn't get paid nearly as well. You get paid for an office visit, and maybe periodic money is received from doing repeat biopsies. But a question to ask is whether or not this difference and disparity in compensation in any way influences the kind of treatment that men get. They are far more likely to end up with radiation or surgery than they are to end up with getting active surveillance, even if they are a good candidate. Now, granted, many men may have trouble deciding to choose active surveillance for a variety of reasons. But I wonder what would happen if all of a sudden the diagnosis of prostate cancer resulted in a constant fee, no matter how the patient was treated. That means whether you had surgery, radiation, or active surveillance, or anything else, the compensation was the same. What would be the net benefit or result? Would patients be better served by telling many of them that they don't really need to be treated anymore because their cancer may pose little threat to their lives? What about for the healthcare system? Well, it certainly costs a lot more to do radiation therapy than it does to do active surveillance. So maybe such an approach would result in two things: saving money for the system and also keeping men from getting a treatment they're not likely to benefit from. With our healthcare system today, I believe we have a real potential conflict of interest. It may be below the surface, but the bottom line is we get far more for doing certain things than others, and to some extent that can create a bias. Most patients would like to believe that their doctor would never think about those issues. But as you look for different advertisements around the United States, clearly technology and aggressive therapies with different forms of radiation are being heavily promoted. I've yet to see a sign saying active surveillance may be the right treatment for you. So I welcome your comments with the idea of maybe we ought to standardize compensation for the management of this disease and take potential bias out of the equation that can result in differences in the way doctors are compensated. Thank you.